From Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge, this is Recall Remy, in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. A quiet fox kept gently closing Maya's book right when she wanted to peek. His name was Recall Remy, and he had one steady belief, that the moment you most want to look up the answer is the exact moment you should try hardest to remember it instead. Whenever Maya reached to flip back to the notes, Remy's paw would rest softly on the page. "Wait," he said. "Before you look, try. Close the book and see what you can pull up on your own, even if it's hard, especially if it's hard." Maya frowned. "But I don't remember it. That's why I want to look." "You don't remember it easily," Remy said. "That's different from not remembering it at all. There's a piece of it in there, a little buried, and the work of digging it up, that struggle to pull it out, that's the thing that makes it stick. If you just look it up, you push it back into your eyes for a second, and it leaks right out again. But if you recall it, drag it up yourself, you make the path to it stronger. Next time, it'll come easier. The time after that, easier still."
Remy sat back, calm and certain. "Here's the difference most people miss," he said. "Reading something again feels like learning. It's smooth, it's easy, the words are right there, and you think, yes, I know this. But that smooth feeling is a trick. Recognizing something on the page isn't the same as being able to produce it when the page is gone." He tapped the closed cover. "Real knowing is being able to pull it up from inside, with nothing to look at. And the only way to practice that is to practice exactly that. Close the book and reach for the answer in the dark." "But it's uncomfortable," Maya said, "sitting there trying to remember when I'm not sure." "It is," Remy agreed. "That little struggle, the reaching, the not being sure, the slow dragging up, feels worse than just reading the answer. But that struggle is the learning. The harder you have to reach for something, the stronger you make the reaching. Looking it up skips the struggle, so it skips the learning. The discomfort isn't in the way of remembering. It is the remembering."
So Maya started closing the book first, every time, before she let herself peek. It was hard. She'd sit, eyes shut, reaching, sometimes coming up with nothing, sometimes dragging up a fragment, sometimes slowly pulling the whole thing into the light. When she truly couldn't, Remy let her look. Checking is fine after you've tried, but the trying always came first. And the things she'd had to reach for, she found, were the things that stayed. A fact she'd struggled to recall on Monday came up easily by Thursday. A method she'd dragged up from almost nothing was just there the next week, ready. "The stuff I had to fight to remember," Maya said, "is the stuff I remember best now. That's backwards." "It only looks backwards," Remy said. "The fight was the learning. The easy stuff, the stuff you just reread, that's what faded. The stuff you pulled up yourself is the stuff you own."
Remy nodded slowly at the closed book between them. "See the trade?" he said. "Rereading. Feels productive. Teaches little, fades fast. Recalling feels like a struggle, teaches deeply, lasts. Almost everybody rereads because it's comfortable and it feels like studying. The ones who close the book and reach instead, they're the ones who actually keep what they learn." He nudged the cover. "You stopped pushing knowledge back into your eyes. You started pulling it out of your own head. That's the whole difference." Maya looked at the book she'd kept closed all afternoon. "It felt like I was struggling more," she said. "Like I was doing worse than when I just read it over." "That's the feeling that fools everyone," Remy said gently. "When you reread, you feel smooth and confident, and learn little. When you recall, you feel like you're straining and failing, and learn a lot. The feeling and the learning point opposite ways. Once you know that, you can stop trusting the smooth feeling and start trusting the struggle. The struggle's the one telling the truth."
Later, on the library steps, Maya sat with Remy in the cooling air. "Can I ask you something?" she said. "Doesn't it feel discouraging, sitting there trying to remember and coming up empty sometimes?" Remy was quiet a moment, tail curled around his paws. "It used to discourage me terribly," he said. "I'd reach for something, find nothing, and feel like I'd failed, like the blank meant I was no good. So I'd give up and just reread, where everything felt easy." He shook his head slowly. "Then I understood what the blank actually was. The blank isn't failure. The blank is the reaching, and the reaching is exactly what builds the path. Every time you strain to remember, even when you come up short, you're laying down the road that'll get you there next time. The empty feeling isn't proof you can't. It's the muscle working." He looked out at the darkening grounds. "So now," he said, "when I close the book and reach into the dark and find nothing at first, I don't feel discouraged. I feel the muscle working. And I know that the harder this reaches, the stronger I'll be on the other side of it." And as Maya headed home, she carried the steadier feeling with her, that the strain of trying to remember wasn't a sign she was failing, but the very feeling of getting stronger, and that everything she'd ever fought to pull up from inside herself was for that exact reason, hers to keep.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Recall Remy. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.